Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot is both happy and sad. It is our final daf on this particular trip through Ketuvot, but Richie's planning on another 5 or 6. And after all, we got him up to 170 already yesterday. So we're heading onwards. And today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot is Daf Kuf Yud Beit. My gosh. And we're holding right at the bottom line. The truth is, I think we've flipped the page, but we should nonetheless go over it again, since it's talking about how wonderful things are in Eretz Yisrael and Zavat Chalav Udvash. I believe that we were talking about the various things that people were able to produce in Eretz Yisrael. And so we got to talking about the concept of Zavat Chalav Udvash. I think we got up to the Bnei Brak, actually. Rami Bar Yecheskel. Yeah, I remember saying tomorrow we'll visit Bnei Brak. Here we go. All right, so Rami Bar Yecheskel, Ikla L'Bnei Brak. So he comes to Bnei Brak, and guess what? In those days, they had goats in Bnei Brak. So Chazinu Lahane Ize, he sees these goats that they're sitting under these fig trees, and they are munching. So there are there's tons of delicious honey dripping out of the figs. And meanwhile, they were so filled with milk that their udders were dripping milk, goat milk. And the two were mixing on the ground. So they had milk and honey. So Rami Bar Yecheskel said, oh, this is literally Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Here we have an example of real milk and honey mixing. As you know, the honey, of course, is a reference to the devash of the fruit. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Dustai. You know, it's about 3 miles from Lod to Ono. A mile is actually a kilometer. And so from Lod to Ono, it's really very close. It's only like 3 kilometers. And Pamachat Kidamti Beneshef. I once got up very early. And halachti atkar sulai bidvash ta'inim. I was walking from Lod to Ono, and the whole way I was walking in honey dripping from the trees all the way up to my ankles. Reish Lakish, lididi, I myself saw this idea of zavat chalav udvash around Sipori. Vahavi sheitzar milin. If you would put it together, then you should know this whole area that literally had liquid milk and honey on the ground would have been 16 by 16 mil. It's quite a bit over here. So, you know, a couple hundred square kilometers. I mean, it's not at all bad. I don't know. Barnea was having a rough time keeping his weight down because of this one. That was his neighborhood. And it was even worse. And that was the story of the Zavat Chalav Udvash, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, was zeichet to see the Zavat Chalav Udvash of the entire Eretz Yisrael, and putting it into terms of Bavel. So if you want to think of an area here that would be covered by milk and honey, if we were zeichet to be anything like Eretz Yisrael, if you would put all of this together, says Rashi, you would get all the way from Beit Michsi, all the way to Tulbanki, which is like a bridge, the Tulbanki Bridge. And this was 22 parsaot. Each one of those parsaot is 4 mil long and 6 parsaot wide. Not bad at all. That's like a couple thousand square kilometers almost. Rabbi Chalbo, Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, Igloluhu Atra. So they came to a certain location when they were traveling, and they were fed a wonderful meal. Not a pumpkin, mind you, but a peach. So one peach was presented to all of them, but the peach was so big that it filled up an entire ilfas, an entire pot of kfar hinok. And that's like a famous size, standard size pot. You know how much that is? Ilfas kfar hinok kamahave? Chomeshoim. That's like a 20-gallon container can fit into that pot. So anyway, it was a bit too much for them to finish, you know, just in one meal. So what they did is they ate. I think they made a kid's book out of this, right? Kid and the Big Peach or something. But anyway, so they ate 1/3 of this peach. A third of it, they figured they'd invite on the EM anybody who wants, so they fed the rest of the town with it, right? So they were mafkir, one third of it. And then they used a third of it to feed their horses, the animals that they brought with them. Anyway, a year later, Rabbi Elazar got there, and they brought him a peach. But it was such a small peach that he was able to hold the peach in one hand. Oh, my gosh. So Rabbi Elazar says, you see, look what happens when people are not makpid to keep mitzvah atera. This is what happens. I heard about what the peaches used to be over a year. I was so looking forward to it. Eretz prelim lecha, such a beautiful land full of fruits, have turned into a salt marsh. Mira'at yoshveba, because the people there are so evil. And this is what happens in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came to Gavla, and chazinu lahana katufe davikai meki igun. So he saw these clusters of grapes that from the distance, they looked like they were actually living calves. They were gigantic. He couldn't understand, why do they have calves in the middle of the grapevines? So he asks the Arabs, these were Arabs that were living there, Omar, what's going on? Agalim ben agifanim. They said, no, those are clusters of grapes. You know, you guys think clusters of grapes are these little things that you hold in your hand. You know, around here, they're the size of some veal chops. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Eretz, achnisi perotayich. Oi, Eretz Yisrael, take away these fruit. Who are you giving these beautiful fruit to these Arabs? Miat motzia perotayich larviim alalu. So because we were chayte, so now the Arabs get to eat these amazing peras, horrifying. So Lishana, a year later, Rav Chia got to the same location, and he sees that there's clusters of grapes from afar that seem to be goats. Now, goats are a lot smaller than agalim, obviously. Calves are a big meme. Goats are small. So he said to them, what, you got goats in your grapevines? Izim ben agifanim. They said to him, you get the heck out of here. We don't need more of you guys cursing the land. That was the difference just from Rebbe Elazar. If you're going to do the same thing, we're going to end up with nothing. Goodbye. Lo tavilan ki chavrucha. We don't need more racists around here. Turn to Rabbanan.
While Rebbe takes a drink, just a few hours ago, Reb David Katz's son from Baltimore called to arrange a tour, and they want to go to Lod. So let's not forget Lod in the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Kol ha'ilam kulay kam lepischa shel barnea. That's basically the message.
It's Eretz Yisrael. They come to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. Telling you, it used to be Avram Avinu, you know. Everybody would become to that Pesach. It's good that we have a dugma today.
I'm a direct descendant.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful. It's a covet to me, a direct descendant from Avram Avinu. It really is. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, b'birchoteo shel Eretz Yisrael, at a time that Eretz Yisrael is in a state of brocha, then a Beit Sa'ah, remember a Beit Sa'ah, is, as we've explained many times, is the amount of land that you would plant seeds that would be inside of a sa'ah container. So that, we said many times, that's 2,500 amas because it's 50 by 50. And that was the standard small plot measurement. Now, one beit sa'ah like that would be able to produce 50,000 kur of produce, okay, which is basically each sa'ah was able to produce over it actually works out to 1.5 million times the amount of what you put in. Not bad at all. No, not bad at all. I mean, that would sort of shatter any world record. You can look up the world records for wheat yield. Oh, man, it ain't nothing like this. So anyway, how do I know this? Because, look, we know that B'Yeshivatashot Soan, when Soan was doing, Soan in Mitzrayim was the finest area in Mitzrayim, which you'll all remember from the Rashi, that quotes this Gemara, actually. So we can find that in Soan, one Beit Sa'ah would produce 70 kur. All right, here we're talking about 50,000 kur, right? But this was the best agricultural land in Mitzrayim, which was the best area for agriculture on earth at that time. The Tanya Omer Rabbi Meir, I was in Bikat Beit Sha'an. Yes, yes, it's Barnea's neighborhood, I understand. And at the time, it did not have the Kiddush of Biashnia, so it didn't have all the brokers of Eretz Yisrael, right? And I was there, and I saw that in Beit Sha'an, you could have 70 kur. Now, Beit Sha'an is not going to be, at the time that it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be better than Soan. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares the best Gan Hashem in the world is Eretz Mitzrayim. And we know that the best location in the entire Eretz Mitzrayim was Soan. That's the reason that they made it the place where they would have the government, and they would have all of the noble people and the royal family. Dichtiv Kayu Bitzoan Sarav. Kayu Bitzoan Sarav is basically, this is a pasuk that is making fun of the government in Israel. You know, yeah, so you got all of your diplomats are always going around talking to the Mitzrim, like that's going to be your big savior. So it means like today we would say, yeah, so you got 100 diplomats in Washington and APEX. And so this is your Hatzalah in life. Okay. But anyway, meanwhile, you see that this was the most powerful area in Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, if you take a look at the trash land of Eretz Yisrael, Ein lecha trashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael yoter b'chevron. The trashiest place in Eretz Yisrael is Hebron. It's all covered with rocks. So in terms of the agricultural value of it, that's why they made it the place where people would bury their dead. That's why we find the Moras HaMachpelah in Hebron, because it's just very difficult to do good agriculture there. And that's why they made it Kevri Beishichve. They buried the dead there. Nonetheless, what does it say? In the Pasuk, it's clear that Hebron was seven times more fertile than Soan was. Why? Because it says, here's where Rashi brings it in Chumash. This is V'chevron sheva shanim nivneta lifnei Soan Mitzrayim. So what does that mean, nivneta? That literally? You're telling me that Hebron was built 7 years before Soan? That's ridiculous. I mean, Canaan, who owned Hebron, you're going to tell me that a person would build, meaning Ham, would build a city for his little kid before he built a city for his older kid? This makes sense. Mitzrayim was the oldest. I mean, second oldest, but he was much older than Canaan. It says, Ubnei Ham, Kush Mitzrayim Ufut Uchnan. So obviously, he must have built Mitzrayim for Mitzrayim rather than building Hebron for Canaan first. So when it says Sheva Shanim Nivneta, what it means is it's Mivune Alachat Mishiva Betzoan. That means it is Mivune. Mivune is a lotion of built up. Ulai Ibane Mimena, as Rashi points out. That's fertility. Maybe I will be able to express my fertility through her. So then that means over here that Hebron is seven times more productive than Soan is, right? Now, we know from Beit Shan that Soan had to be at least as good as Beit Shan. So therefore, it must have been 70 kor. And if Hebron is seven times more fertile, that's 490 kor. But that is the trash land of Eretz Yisrael. So let's even things out and say, how about in good land of Eretz Yisrael, not trashy land? So let's make that 500. Just to even things out, right? Instead of 490. Okay, so then B'shalo B'trashim, a better piece of land would be able to create 500 kur per sa'ah. But this was when Eretz Yisrael was not at a time of bracha. Masha Enkein, where it was bracha, where do we find that? That HaKadosh Baruch was Mevorech as Yitzchak. So it says, Vayizra Yitzchak Ba'eretz Ahi, and what did he get? Mea Sha'arim. That's better than Bnei Brak any day, as all the people of the political parties will tell you. So he got Me'asharim. So therefore, basically what it's saying is, you know, if B'nai Brak would predict, so if we therefore got 100, that would mean that the 500 core, so now that becomes 100 times bigger. So now we've got 50,000 core. Let's just put on two little zeros. And we've got ourselves 50,000 core. Okay? And Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Sa'ab Yehuda, Aita Osa Chamesh Sa'im. Every one of those Sa'as would actually produce five different Sa'as of usable products. So one Sa'ah was regular flour, Kemach, and that was the first that would come out from the beginning of the sifting process. And then you would have to get the solet out, which is more difficult, but it's the fine flour, but it's not the powdery stuff that they call flour. And then you would get bran. So you could produce an entire sa'ah of bran. And then you would get a sa'ah of mursan, which is like the, that's the stuff that they sell, a separate bran. It's much coarser. And you could get a sa'ah of kiburaya. So the kiburai is the whole wheat that they make lechem kiber out of. And that would include the wheat germ and so on and so forth. That's for people who can't afford good bread, you know. So that would be a total of five equals 1.5 million. Look at that. Excellent. So we're doing okay. You know, I have to say that it really makes sense for you to always go around saying such amazing things about Eretz Yisrael, because I can tell you from my personal experiences that my father left me one Beit Sa'ah of land in Eretz Yisrael. Now, from that one Sa'ah, I live off of it completely, okay, because I have from it Mishach. I have all the oil that I need being produced from that single Beit Sa'ah, as Ira can tell you, and I think he was planning on sending us some bottles, but we got a Shemitah problem here. And then Mimena Chamar. Now I also have all the wine that I need from this. Mimena Ibur. I got all the wheat that I need from it. Mimena Kitnias. I got all of the chumus that I need. And I still have plenty left over for my animals to graze on. So that's quite amazing. Omaleahu bar Amora Lavar Aradi Yisrael. So there was an Emori who had been chased out of his land by the Jews that were coming into Eretz Yisrael. You know, okay, so the Jews are the invaders. So a year later, as one of these Amorim comes over to one of these Jews who displaced so unfairly, this is while it was in front of the UN, they were telling, whatever, so he goes over to the Jew. So he says, you know, you settled in on my piece of land over there. I'm just wondering, there's that beautiful palm tree that I had right on the edge of the Jordan River. How many dates do you get out of that palm tree in a year? So he said to him, 60 kor of dates from that tree. Ha! Says the guy to him, you haven't barely settled the land and you've already destroyed it. Your ecological disasters, walking ecological disasters. I used to harvest 120 kor of dates from that and you're already down to 60. You guys know nothing about agriculture. You come take over from people who know what they're doing, and you've already destroyed the country, idiots. So the Jew says to him, you didn't ask me about the whole tree. You asked me about the tree that's hanging over the Jordan River. I'm talking about the part that's over the river that's hard to harvest. That part was 60 kor. Ananami michad gisa kaminalach. I was only talking about that one side. What are you, crazy? That's all you got out of it? Was 120 good? Fast recovery. All right. Omer of Chista. Maidichti ve'etein lecha eretz chemda nachalat svi. Why is it that the Navi refers in Yirmiyahu to Eretz Yisrael as the land of the tzvi? What exactly is the meaning of a tzvi? Now, obviously, tzvi, the pashtus of the meaning over there, we said tzvi, we just learned yesterday, is that it's the mokum where tzivioni is there, my rotzen is there, and the shechina is there, and so on. But in terms of it's being an eretz chemda that everybody desires, so then the nachal tzvi, which is tzvi l'chol aratzot, we call it. So what did the goyim actually, what did they see in it? as Eretz Tzvi. Shaloma Eretz Yisrael Nimshalet LeTzvi, in which case it would be similar to the animal, which is the Tzvi, not exactly clear. You know, people call it a deer, which obviously it's not. But Lomar Lecha, Ma Tzvi Zeh Ein Oro Machazik B'Saro. So that family of Tzvi, when you skin the animal, the skin is actually so elastic that it shrinks, so that you'd never be able to put the animal back into its own skin. So that's the idea. Af Eretz Yisrael, so the Tzvi, Ein Oro Machazik B'Saro, you can't put in the Basar into the skin of a Tzvi. Af Eretz Yisrael, in a Machazeket Perotel, it produces so much, there's nowhere to store all of the abundance. Davar Acher, Ma Tzvi Zeh Kal Mikol HaChayot, just like a Tzvi runs faster than all of the animals, Af Eretz Yisrael Kala Mikol HaRatzot Mashal HaPerotel. Eretz Yisrael is the most active and the most rapid to have ripening fruits, which is very useful today for the export of fruits to Europe. Because here they get all the fruits before the Europeans have it anywhere else. It's able to establish all those wonderful markets. And Yotaina, okay, but a Tzvi is not, it may be kal, but it certainly doesn't have much fat on its meat. So you'll say the same thing is true about Eretz Yisrael. Af Eretz Yisrael kalal vashel, but it doesn't have rich fruit. So it doesn't have like fatty fruit that has a lot of flavor. Talmud lomar zavat chalav udvash. It's shmeinim mi chalav. It's actually richer than milk and sweeter than honey. Mitukim midvash. Rabbi Elazar ki avisolik l'Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Elazar was finally on his way up to Eretz Yisrael, he said, oh, thank God, now I have escaped from one of the terrible klolas. Palti li michot. I was going to ask what this is about. When afterwards he was zeicher to smicha, he said, now I've been saved from two of the klolas. And ki utvu besoda ibur. And when they made him part of the bezdin that would be able to decide the dinim of ibur shana and the be in charge bichlal about the calendar, he said, now, Baruch Hashem, all three klolas in Yecheskel, I've escaped. Palter v'mitlat. What are those three klolas? So it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about v'hayta yadi el ha-neviim achozim shav. I'm so disgusted by all of these so-called neviim who make up these false neviim, nevias. And here are the klolas. They will not be part of the secrets. That's referring to the Soda Ibor, as we spoke about yesterday, one of the possibilities in Lola Galot Sod to the Umas HaElam. I don't remember if I mentioned yesterday, I think I forgot, and I'm very sorry, that we mentioned two possible approaches to Sod, that it was a reference either to the Soda Satira, to the Soda Ibor, but Al Pi Kabbalah, remember that we always, we've spoken about this many times, that the Sod HaIbur is a remez to the Inyonim of Gilgul Nefoshes. So that's very harsh of the Shachmid. We talked about the Shach on Chumash, who explains that, that's the special vision of Yisrael, is that they are capable of understanding the concept of a human being as units of information, and that therefore they understand the nature of Ibur and the way that information reappears in various guises over the course of centuries. And so that is something that in those days Bechlal couldn't be understood. So that was called the Soda Ibur in terms of the Kabbalistic. But anyway, getting back up. So over here it means Bepashtus, that they made him part of the Bezdin, that would be Ma'abashanim and so on. So that was the first klola, that the Nevi'im shouldn't be Zeicher. Furthermore, it says, Ubichtav Beit Yisrael lo yikatevu. That means they won't get smicha. That's the smicha that would be written up. You know, yore, yore, yodin, yodin. You ain't got nothing to hang on your walls, you guys. Okay. So when he got his smicha, he said, okay, now, Baruch Hashem, I have my second hatzola. Ve'al admat Yisrael lo yavo kemashmo. These Nevi'im that have been thrown out, they will never come to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when he was coming into Eretz Yisrael, he was celebrating the fact Baruch Hashem, I'm not included in those horrible claws. When Rabbi Zeira was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, he comes to the edge of the Yarden, and he cannot find a ferry to take. A ferry boat had left. So the next ferry was only going to be due in another 6 hours. He wasn't going to wait no 6 hours. So what they had a rope crossing where you could hold on to a rope and then you could sort of balance, you know, on a board. So he grabs the rope and Nokat b'mitzra b'kava, and he walked across. So a tzeduki saw him. Oh, my Lehahu tzeduki. Oh, crazy people. I'm a paziza. You always jump into things before you know what you're doing. You have no patience. You came to our Sinai. You didn't even find out what the Torah was about. Right away, you jumped in with your nonsensical Nasiv and Ishma. Do you know what you're getting yourself into? No. You're as crazy as people who go and get married. You can't do that kind of thing. And of course, it's not yet on the Sechet, but we'll talk about that later, right? So what you did was, he was doing the same thing. You're still the same idiots. Look at you, cross. You have a perfectly normal ferry boat. Go in and get yourself a ticket and wait for the next ferry. No, not good enough for you. You're going to jump across and drown, you know. Not so.
Sorry. Maybe the feel of this feels more like the Prat than the Yarden.
The Prat, yeah, could be. Makes sense. Thank you. Thank you, Akivale. Yeah, you're right. It does make more sense to be the Prat. Anyway, so Rebbe Zera said to him, listen, this is a land that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen weren't supposed to come into. And I magically was given this chus of coming to Eretz Yisrael. So you should tell me that I'm standing here and I should wait for the ferry. Do I know whether there'll still be a world when the ferry comes? I'm happy to jump in right now. This is Mamish Kenegad, the eating of Yom Kippur, is the Kates, right? That's the same idea. You're holding before Yom Kippur. You can't wait 10 minutes until you say Vidui and Mayriv. They have to say Vidui for Mincha. I mean, come on, man. It's exactly the same Nakuda. Do I know I'm going to make it to this incredible day? It's right there in front of me. I'm jumping in. That's exactly this Nakuda. So Ana mi emar de zachina lavad. I should assume that the ferry boat's going to come and I will get on the ferry boat. You're crazy. Rabbi Abba, when he would come in to Eretz Yisrael, so Tosfos points out, so according to Rishami, half of Akko was in the tomb of the Kedusha Shania and half of it was out. So when he would get into the area that was Kodesh with the Kedusha Sa'aretz, he would be Menashe Kipi de Akko. He would kiss the stones of Akko. So it's, what's interesting is that Rashi says one approach to the stones of Akko was that it was referring to the coral, that there was a coral reef outside of Akko, which means that people would actually have souvenir shops of Akko coral. This is how the Ben Ishkayim runs. Otherwise, how was he getting to the coral of Akko? So it must be that they sold these little, you know, you shake it up and the coral's in there and the snow settles down. So anyway, so he used to buy this stuff in the souvenir shops, says the Ben Ishchai, and he would kiss it because of the Kedusha of Akko. Okay, the Pashtus is, of course, Kippud Akko, as Rashi himself brings, is the stones that were there in Akko. And he felt, oh, finally I'm in an Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Verabasi, when they were learning in Eretz Yisrael, they were sitting outside. So kaime mishimsha latula, umitula lashimsha. So if it got...
Rabbi Chanina. What did Rabbi Chanina do?
I'm sorry. Rabbi Chanina metakin matkale. Rashi learns that Rabbi Chanina used to fix the roads. At anything that was in the way where people would walk, he felt that Eretz Yisrael would be given a bad reputation if people would come in and they would see dirt. And, you know, so he would clean up the beaches, fix up the roads. You don't want people saying that Eretz Yisrael doesn't have good roads or that it has dirty beaches. So he would go out and clean the beaches, right? That's how Rashi learns. Tosis brings an amazing Medrash Tanchuma, which is, of course, this relates to the Beis HaMikdash as being the gravity well of the earth, right? So he would weigh the stones. So as the stones would come into Eretz Yisrael, they got heavier. So he would weigh the stones to know whether are these stones of Eretz Yisrael yet, or is this fake stuff that they have in Chutz Laretz, which they basically make movies out of, but which when it falls on your head, bounces off. That's not the kind of stones I want. So he would weigh the stones to make sure that he was in a real world. And over there, they would weigh more. That is Mitak Matkin Matkale. He would weigh the weights. Rabami, Virabasi, were Kaime Mishimsha Latula Mitula Lashimsha. So when they were learning, if the sun hit them and they were uncomfortable in the middle of Seder, they would get up in the middle of Seder, which normally they would win. So you'll be a little uncomfortable. You're going to interrupt your learning. You're going to go to sit in a cooler place. But they used to do that. They would stand up, move everything to a shaded area. And if it was in the winter when they were cold, they would stand up and move from the shade into the sun. Why? Because otherwise they would be complaining. You can't complain about life in Eretz Yisrael. Everything is beautiful. So if there's anything that's in the least bit uncomfortable, fix it, for heaven's sake. Well, you're sitting in the cold so that you should make a problem. Oh, yeah, I'm chilly. In Eretz Yisrael, you're chilly. Are you crazy? Oh, yeah, I'm hot. In Eretz Yisrael, you're hot. So this is like Motzi Dibas Eretz Ra'ah, saying bad things about Eretz Yisrael. So they felt it was kedai to stop the Seder in the middle and to move. Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, he would roll in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So Migander Ba'afra, when he would come to Eretz Yisrael, he'd roll in the dirt. Shenema ki ratzu avadecha savaneha v'yes afara yechonenu. And that's the desire for the very stones and dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Dorsh ben David ba, when Mashiach arrives, kategoria b'talmidei chachamim. Everybody is going to be talking Lashon Hara about Talmidei Chachamim. Ki amrita kameda Shmuel amar, tseruf achar tseruf. It'll be like one awful thing after another awful thing. Shenamar va'od ba'asiriya. There's a tenth that's left. The last tenth will be put into a fire. V'shova v'ayta levoyer. Toni Rav Yosef, that's bazuze, uvazuze de bazuze. First they come to steal everything good from Klal Yisrael. And then they come to steal from those who went to steal. And there's almost nothing left at the end. Omer Priya Barashi, Omer Rav, Atidim kol ilanei srak sheberetz Yisrael, sheyita'anu perot, shenemar ki eitz nasa piryo, teina v'gefen natan chilam. So as part of the conclusion of the Masechet that speaks about Liyasi Lavai and all of the amazing things, whether in terms of Yemes HaMashiach, in terms of Trias HaMesim, in terms of Elam Haba, and in terms of the godless of Eretz Yisrael and the fulfillment of Eretz Yisrael. So we want to close, even though Rishonim say, even though this maybe belongs before, together with the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, but since we just spoke about something that was very tough about this period, about the category of Talmidei Chachamim, which we see all around us as something horrific. So the Masechet wanted to end with something that was positive, and therefore it concludes with more of the inyonim of the Peres of Eretz Yisrael, and speaks about Liyasid Lavai. So indeed, Liyasid Lavai, as it says over here, on the one hand, Te'ina v'Gefen, those are fruit trees. And yet on the other hand, it says, Ki eitz nasapiryo. What's the pshat? Just an eitz? That's coming to tell us that even Atzisrak, things that Be'lam Hazeh don't produce fruit, edible fruit. Here, we're talking about fruit and edible fruit, and we don't have a Richie and we don't have a duck. How are we going to do this? Telling you? Nope. Hadron alok shnei dayaneg zerot uslika l'hamasechet ketuvot li neder. Hadron alach mesechet ketuvot v'adachalan daitan alach mesechet ketuvot v'daitachalan lo nitnashim minach mesechet ketuvot v'lo titnashim minan lo be'alma hadein v'lo be'alma da'ati. Hadron alach mesechet ketuvot v'adachalan lo daitan alach mesechet ketuvot v'daitachalan lo nitnashim minach mesechet ketuvot v'lo titnashim minan lo be'alma hadein v'lo be'alma da'ati. Hadron alach mesechet ketuvot v'adachalan daitan alach mesechet ketuvot v'daitachalan lo nitnashim minach mesechet ketuvot v'lo titnashim minan Lo be'am ha'dein, ve'lo be'am ha'da'ate. Yiratzon b'fanecha, adunei Eloheinu, ve'lo he'i ha'viseinu. Yotei torasach ha'omunu tzein, ubo'lam ha'zeo te'i imanu lo'lam ha'ba. Kanina bar papa Rami, bar papa Nachman, bar papa Achai, bar papa Bamori, bar papa Rafram, bar papa Rachish, bar papa Surcha, bar papa Ada, bar papa Daru, bar papa. Harev no adunei Eloheinu estivrei teresecha, befinu v'fiot ha'mecha beit Yisrael. ונהיה כולנו אנחנו וצאצאים וצאצאי עמך בית ישראל, כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך, מאויבי תחכמני מצוותך, כי לעולם היא לי, יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך וטבעום קריטוני, ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך, מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדבורים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה, לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אפתח בו, ירצה מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת כתובות, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים, וכל דברי תמות תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרינו, שלא ימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרינו וזרזרינו עד עולם, ותקיים בנו, ותלך ותנחה אותך בשורך בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצור תאיץ שיחך, תביא ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, ושמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום, יתקדם ויתקדש שמי רבו, מיולמה, להתחדת ולך ימיתה, ולעסוק לך יומה, ולמבנה קרת עד ירושלם, ולשחלה לחלה בגבה, ולמקר פוחן הנוכרו, מיער ולטוב הפוחן הדשמי על יתרי, וימליך קודשו בריחו במלכותי ויקרי, יצמח פורקני ויקרי משיחי, וחייכון ויומכון וחיידוכו בית ישראל, בעגלו וזמן קריב אמרו אמן. וברך מעולם וליומי עולמיו, יתברך וישתבח ויתפואר ויתרומם ויתנשא, ויתעתר ויתעלה ויתעלוש, מי דקודשה בריחו, ואירה ממכור ברכתה ושירתה, תושבחתה ונחמתה, תאמירן באומה ואמרו אמן.
אמן.
מהרבנן ועל תמידי הון, מהרקור תמידי תמידי הון, והרקומן דיוסקין ביורייתא דיבי התרא, קדישה דין ודיב וכל אתר ויתר, ילוהון וכון שלום הרבך, אינו וכיסטו, ורחמי וחי יריחי, ומזוני רביחי, ופורקנה במקדום אבון דבישמיה, ויערב יברו אמן. שלום הרב, אמין שמיה וחיים טובים עלינו, ועל כל ישראל יברו אמן.
אמן.
אמין רומו ויעשה שלום עלינו, ועל כל ישראל יברו אמן.
אמן.